We begin with a question. What's next? Thumper Billington and Janie Musgrove stood on the front porch in the pre-dawn darkness. The Virginia countryside rested in a peaceful quiet on this Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, as if every creature was sleeping off the holiday's indulgence. "You know I have to go, right?" she asked. "Yes, I know," he said in a half-whisper. That morning should have been the essence of domestic coziness, Thumper and Janie waking well after sunrise, perhaps repeating the pleasures of the night before, their first night together. "I can't pass this up. It's the chance of a lifetime." He nodded. "I understand. Go. Get the story."
Look, last night, I didn't mean for it to end this way."
"Well, is it ending?"
No, I don't mean that. I just mean, me taking off like this."
"You have to go. But if you want to come back..."
"Well, yes, of course."
"Okay, then. Off with you." He made an exaggerated gesture of shooing her down to her car.
"She'll be back," he told himself. "And when she does come back, what's next?"
He shuffled to his study, sat down at his desk, and checked his email. There was one from his agent. "Sales of your father's bio going well. A good start on Christmas orders. 3 new reviews, all glowing. We'll send copies. Any thought yet on what's next?"
What's next?
His most recent work was a well-received biography of his late father, who served 18 terms in the House of Representatives. And now the question was, what's next? He kept an old photo of his parents at the edge of his desk. It was taken on Thanksgiving Day, the first year of their marriage. They were in formal hunting attire, assembled for the blessing of the hounds, he in top hat and scarlet coat, she in a black coat and similar finery, both of them mounted on well-muscled, gleamingly groomed thoroughbred horses. Thad and Cece Billington were the image of privileged youth and unlimited promise. "How did you do it?" he asked the photo. "All those years together, some rocky spots along the way, but mostly a team. What have I been doing wrong?" He had only known Janie Musgrove for 3 months. She was an ill-timed presence in his world. Although it was an uneasy acquaintance at first, his coolness soon softened, first to acceptance, then to friendship, and then to something more. But how much more? They had turned a page the night before. What did the next chapter hold? He knew he wanted this new relationship to continue. Was it love? Did he even know what love was? His track record in that field was not great, and he wasn't getting any younger. Still addressing his parents' photo, he asked, "How can I make this one work?" The photo did not answer, but a thought began to form. There had been one constant in his life, one commitment that had never wavered. No matter the adversities, difficulties, discomforts, and challenges, it gave him the most gratification. He had gained much from watching the behavior of others, their successes and failures. Of all his accomplishments, this one passion had taught him the most about patience and persistence. How could those lessons, amassed over a lifetime of involvement in an arcane, misunderstood pastime, help assure that Janie Musgrove would return to him, and if she ever had to drive away again, that she would always come back? As he rumbled these thoughts around, a broader picture appeared. If he could apply those lessons to his own love life, perhaps others could benefit from his experience. And it wasn't just about his love life. This past time was a major source for his love of life. He looked again at the photo of his parents. That was it. You knew the secret, and you passed it along to me.
I just never realized it until now. Thumper Billington spent the next 3 days cloistered in his study. He only broke the flow for a few hours on Saturday when, as senior master of the Montfair Hunt, he was required to lead the field for that day's sport. By Sunday evening, a structure had formed, an outline was finished. He'd written his introduction and had decided on a title. The rest would take shape as events unfolded. Leaning back in his chair, he nodded in satisfaction, happy for the chance to let his writing take a different path. For once, he could keep the serious academic, the respected historian, on the shelf and let his true persona, Thumper the smartass, run loose on the page. On Monday morning, he emailed the introduction and outline to his agent with a simple message. Here's what's next.